Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, September 16th, 2013. Quite a day in history. In 1922, a group called the Independent Democrats, who opposed the resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan in Texas, nominated a candidate for governor. This day in 1932, Indian civil rights leader Mahatma Gandhi started his first hunger strike, protesting Great Britain's rule of his country.
Mahatma Gandhi, the 63-year-old leader of 300 million people, stands ready today to give his life for the cause of political independence in India. Although his voluntary death fast in prison may be over when these pictures appear, the little old man has shown himself willing to make the supreme sacrifice.
On this day in 1993, Frasier, a spinoff of Cheers, debuted on NBC, starring Kelsey Grammer.
You are just an adolescent trying to prove to your little friends how clever you are by getting on the radio. But you know what you're really doing? You're taking time away from people with real problems.
Hey, I'm 43. And I was going to say my problem is I have a very young-sounding voice that people make fun of all the time.
That's Kelsey Grammer as Frasier talking with one of his celebrity callers, Macaulay Culkin. The number one song on this day, 1956, Shaboom by the Crew Cuts.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom.
Now, some people call it the first rock and roll hit. I don't really hear that, do you? I don't think so. Our events calendar around Northeast Texas at Crossroads Mall in Greenville and A.C. Williams Elementary School in Commerce today, the Bountiful Baskets Volunteer Cooperative receives contributions of fresh produce from noon to 1 p.m., and that's also tomorrow from noon to 1. As a group, they purchase high-quality produce at wholesale prices and then distribute them evenly among participants. You can get approximately $50 worth of grocery store-quality produce with a $15 contribution. Pickup is the following Saturday at your chosen site. And for more information, call this number. It's 903-454-8181. 903-454-8181 for Bountiful Baskets. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. And thanks for stopping by. John, I know the first thing anybody probably ask you about as the mayor of Commerce these days is about the streets. And so I'll give you the chance right off the bat here to tell us where we stand with that and how close we're getting to the completion of that project.
The most cities in America have street problems, and Commerce is certainly not without theirs. However, we are completing the second phase of a three-phase program that will go on for about another year. The streets around the university, which are being fixed because of funds that were available in the past, bonds that were passed, and then money that was collected from the university. Because the streets are contiguous with the university, the university was able to help the city with the funding the repaving of the streets. And so Lee and Stonewall and Monroe certainly are streets that, and Neal are the streets that we're mostly looking at right now around the university. Monroe North a little bit later. The citizens of Commerce will be able to notice that Lee Street will be a little bit wider and we'll have sidewalks and a bicycle lane. So we're looking probably towards the middle to end of December, and all of that will be completed, that phase.
Mm-hmm. And now that includes some infrastructure work, plumbing, not plumbing, but the water lines and so forth that go under the streets.
Part of what has taken a little bit of the delay, yes, we've had to replace the freshwater and wastewater pipes. It was decided that it would be silly to pave and then have to go in and tear it up if the pipes went out. So we replaced the freshwater and wastewater pipes. Also, on Monroe Street, many, many years ago, they paved it with 6 to 8 inches of cement. And so that caused a little delay as we were trying to clean all the cement out to go back and repave that area. So, yes, the freshwater and wastewater pipes have been replaced around campus and under the new streets.
Now, there's also some work going on Culver Street, and sidewalks are going in as they lead to, I guess, A.C. Williams Elementary School. Is that part of the same project?
No, that's a TxDOT program. Culver Street is a TxDOT street or boulevard, as you may want to call it, it's wide. They are running the sidewalks on the north and south side, yes, all the way down to the middle school, which would be just across the street from A.C. Williams and mm-hmm. the elementary school.
And that project then will be going for, another few weeks?
A couple months, I guess.
All right, tell me about some new businesses coming into town and specifically around Live Oak Street and in, I guess, the Winn-Dixie building, which has been empty for so long?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Hibbett's sports shoes or sporting goods, it's not so much a sporting goods, a sporting apparel store, mostly shoes, is going in there. There will be a Dollar Tree that's going in there. There'll be a third store as yet to be decided that will be going in. If you look at the construction there, you can see where they're setting up three locations. And then, interestingly enough, right behind that, there'll be a saddle or tack shop that's going in, leather shop that's going in as well. So there will be some new businesses on Live Oak towards Benny Keith.
Mm-hmm. And this is in the old shopping area out there. And so that's great news because definitely there's been some buildings there that could use a business residing inside of them for quite some time. Well, now you were telling me also about Commerce becoming a certified retirement community. What's that about?
That has been the application has been worked on for a number of years by ex-mayor and Councilman John Sands. And we recently, about within 90 days, a couple of months ago, were able to get that application off to the Texas Department of Agriculture. And they are the ones that make this designation. And interestingly enough about this, normally it takes two applications. You send it in once, they send it back with corrections, and then the second one is accepted. Well, ours was accepted on the first application, but if you had seen it, the binder was about 4 to 5 inches thick worth of material. So Mr. Sands had done quite a bit of work on that. And that designation was made a couple of weeks ago. The final step in that is the city sending a check for $5,000, and then that designation will be official.
And so that's going to encourage folks to come here after retirement and make Commerce their home.
Part of what we're trying to do with that is, yes, as a matter of fact, for every couple that moves to Commerce, a retired couple that moves to Commerce, it creates, I think they say, somewhere between 2 and 3.27 new jobs. So if we can bring retired couples to Commerce, retired couples spend money, and oftentimes a lot of money. So it will help create new businesses in the city.
Mm-hmm. Bodark Bash right around the corner.
That's coming up on the 27th, I believe, in a couple of weeks. And that certainly is one of the major events for Commerce annually. And I think it will be this year as well.
A lot of effort goes into that from the standpoint of the city.
And the Chamber of Commerce
right.
handles a great deal of that. And Doug Rohrbaugh and the Chamber have handled that for the last, the last couple of years, certainly, and this year. And yes, a lot of work, inviting vendors to come and provide opportunities for shopping on the square, plus entertainment. You know, as you know from years here down on the square at night, starts on Friday night with mm-hmm. a lot of party.
Any way of saying how many people come into town typically for the weekend?
Well, there may be, but
I don't know it off the top of your head, do you? But we know from experience that's a pretty well-established thing now.
And we can tell certainly by the amount of merchandise sold by the vendors.
Right. Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, Mayor John Bilotti.
It was a pleasure, Dr. Dempsey, to be with you this morning.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.